Good morning and welcome to Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for some day baseball in the California League. This is day one of a six-game series against the Stockton Ports. They are the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliates of the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch slated for 11 a.m. as it is an education day. And here is the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide, who are 3-6 on the season. Leading it off is the designated hitter, number 15, Manuel Pena. Batting second in center field, Drew Jones. Batting third is the second baseman, Andrew Pintar. In the cleanup spot behind home plate, Christian Cerda. Followed by the third baseman, Gavin Contesello. Batting sixth for the Hyde is the shortstop, Juan Corniel. Batting seventh in right field, Brett Johnson. In left field, it's Alvin Guzman. And batting ninth for the Rawhide at first base is Donier Sanabria. Starting pitcher for the Rawhide today in his Cal League debut is Jacob Steinmetz. But right now, it is Jose Diocchea on the mound. Right-handed pitcher facing the left-handed batter, Manuel Pena. And we are ready for first pitch. Here it is. It misses low and outside, ball one. First pitch at 11:04. Right versus left matchup. Pitch misses. Jose Diocchea, a right-handed pitcher. Pena fouls off the pitch. It's a 2-1 count. Nobody on, nobody out to start off this ball game. Beautiful day here in Stockton. The sun is coming right into our booth. Quite bright. Here's the pitch. Fouled off third base side. According to the weather app, it's 56 degrees, simply because of the wind chill. But with the sun beating down on you, it feels really nice today. Couple of clouds in the sky, no chance of rain. The pitch, cold strike three on the inside corner. Pena goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Spencer Kim, and on the bases is Connor McKenna. Here's Drew Jones batting from the right side. Right versus right matchup is Diocchea. The pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. Catching for the Ports is Jose Mujica. 0-1 is fouled back into the netting. Third baseman TJ Schofield Sam, the shortstop Robert Poisson. Second baseman, Jose Escorche, and at first, Kevin Richards. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Jones misses outside. In the outfield from left to right, Clark Elliott, Colby Thomas, and Nelson Beltran. No shift in the infield against Jones. 2-2. One hopper to the second baseman. He fields it and throws to first to retire Jones by two steps. It sounded like a broken bat, and it was. His bat split almost completely in half there. Second baseman, number 35, Andrew Pintar. So two away, and Andrew Pintar will now come to the plate batting from the right. Pintar is the second baseman today for the Rawhide. Diocchea delivers a strike at the knees. O-1 misses outside. Wind is blowing out towards right field. It's pretty much always windy here in Stockton because of the waterfront. Definitely a hitters-friendly ballpark. The pitch misses outside. A big reason for the hitters-friendly park is because in right field, it's called the porch, Stockton porch. It juts out in straightaway right field, so it makes it a little bit closer to home plate, a little bit easier to hit a home run. The pitch popped up, first base side out of play behind the grandstands.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was your window. A1 eyeglass, they'll fix it for you. And there it is.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch fouled off first base side again. DeCochaya delivers, and the pitch is swung on a rolling bunt down the first base side, but it is foul. Long at bat here by Pintar, 2-2, count two away. Here's the pitch. Swung on, two hopper to the third baseman. Schofield Sam throws to first. It's wide of first base and goes into the stands. That will allow Pintar to go to second. So TJ Schofield Sam had to come in on the ball, kept his feet moving towards first, and just flung it away, and it ends up going into the stands down the first base side because of it going out of play. Pintar is now standing on second for the Rawhide with two outs, and Christian Cerda steps to the plate in a scoreless ball game. Cerda, the catcher today for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. It will go down as an error. First pitch misses, low and out. So a two-base error on the third baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. DeCochea delivers. The pitch is fouled off into the netting behind home plate. One count. Slight shift to the left in the infield. The pitch. He tries to check his swing, but he does go around completely. 1-2 count. Time is called. DeGochea checks the runner on second, now delivers, and the pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Cerda goes down swinging to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on second. Still scoreless going into the bottom of the first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Hey, Ports fans, join the team that enjoys responsibility.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
bottom of the first inning. Scoreless so far at Banner Island Ballpark. And on the mound for the Rawhide in his Cal League debut is Jacob Steinmetz. He's facing the right-handed batter, Jose Escorche, followed by Clark Elliott. Batting third is Colby Thomas, and in the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, Darlin Montero. First pitch from Steinmetz just misses a little high. Looked good from here. Batting fifth for the Ports is TJ Schofield, Sam, followed by Kevin Richards. The 0-1 misses inside. Batting seventh is Jose Mujica, followed by Robert Poisson, and batting ninth is Nelson Beltran. Steinmetz delivers the 2-0. Check swing foul down the first base side towards the Ports dugout. Catching for Steinmetz today is Christian Cerda, third baseman Gavin Contesello. 2-1 in there for a strike, 2-2. The shortstop is Juan Corniel, second baseman Andrew Pintar, and at first base, Donier Sanabria. 2-2. Foul tipped into the glove, and Cerda holds on to it. Escorche goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That's his first strikeout in the California League in single A for Jacob Steinmetz. That strikeout and every Rawhide strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust. Here's Clark Elliott. He's batting from the left. Steinmetz delivers. A pitch low in the dirt. In left field for the Rawhide, Alvin Guzman. The center fielder, Drew Jones. And in right field, Brett Johnson. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It is a called strike, though. 1-1 count. So Steinmetz just joined the Rawhide yesterday. He was officially added to the roster today. 1-1. Misses a little high and out, ball two. He flew into Sacramento yesterday and met up with the team at the hotel as became a day early due to the 11 a.m. game. The 2-1, line towards right center field. It'll land for a base hit. Jones cuts it off, throws to second. Going to be a close play. The throw is in time, and they got him at second base. Drew Jones, an amazing throw from the center fielder. He cuts it off in the right center field gap. As soon as Elliott saw that, he should have waited at first base instead. He kept going. And the one-hop throw to the shortstop, Corniel, and plenty of time to retire Clark Elliott for the second out of the inning. Two away, and at the plate is Colby Thomas, who takes ball one outside. Right-handed batter is the center fielder today for the Ports. 1-0 from Steinmetz, called strike. So again, Steinmetz started the year in extended spring training. I heard rumors that he was going to start here in Visalia, but they elected to wait about 10 days before they sent him here. That pitch misses just a little bit low, ball two. And the other move that the Rawhide made this year, or rather today, is Miguel Gill has been sent back to Arizona for extended spring training. Three balls, one strike, two outs, and nobody on. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. That pitch misses outside, ball four. Thomas draws a two-out walk.
Now batting designated hitters, number 28, Darlin.
The designated hitter, Darlin Montero, steps to the plate. He's batting from the left side. Pitch is fouled off. They're saying that, even though it was rolling in fair territory, that it is foul. It hit off his front foot. Christian Cerda didn't agree with it, but it is a foul ball, 0-1 count. Steinmetz working with the base runner for the first time today. Glove at the belt. Pickoff attempt at first. It's close, but he's called safe. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. Steinmetz, just 19 years old, 6'5", 220 pounds. Again, making his Cal League debut. He'll turn 20 in July of this year. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Cerda will tag Montero to complete the strikeout. That's two strikeouts on the day for the 19-year-old pitcher. Still scoreless going into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store.
Gavin Contesello leads it off for the Rawhide. Scoreless in the second inning. Dico Chea back on the mound for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch. It comes inside and misses ball one. Contesello, left-handed hitter, third baseman this morning, almost in the afternoon. Currently 11:22 local time. 1-0, misses inside ball two. Rawhide looking for their first hit still. Fly ball into center field. Center fielder Thomas is going back over his shoulder. It one hops off the wall. Contesello heading for second. He'll stay there as Thomas gets it in. And just like that, the Rawhide have their first hit of the day. And it's extra bases for Gavin Contesello. He cruises into second base easily. That's his fourth double of the year. So listen to this. That's his sixth hit of the year. Four of those six are doubles. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide is Juan Corniel. Bats from the left. Dico Chea delivers. A strike on the outside corner. O-1 misses. This is Dico Chea's second start of the season for the Ports. He threw four scoreless innings in his first appearance as that pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Count is 1-2. In those four innings, they gave up two hits, walked one while striking out five. Opponents only batted 143 against him in those four innings. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three, Corniel goes down for the first out of the inning. One away, runner on second, and Brett Johnson comes to the plate.
Now batting, right fielder, number six, Brett Johnson.
Johnson squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a ball low. Johnson, the left-handed hitter. Batting 176 on the year. The pitch misses outside. Contesello still the runner on second, one away, scoreless in the second inning. DiCochea delivers, and it's popped up. Shallow center field. Shortstop going out. Center fielder Thomas comes in and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two away, still a runner on second for Alvin Guzman.
Now batting, left fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Guzman batting 208 on the year. First pitch swinging, he misses it. 0-1 count. DiCochea taking his time with the runner on second. The 0-1. Ground ball to the shortstop. Poisson has it. The throw to first ends the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on second. Still scoreless heading into the bottom half. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th, at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender.
Number six, TJ.
T.J. Schofield-Sam batting from the left side. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Jacob Steinmetz back on the mound for the Rawhide in his Cal League debut. First pitch just misses outside. Steinmetz, 19 years old, 6'5", 220 pounds. Right-handed pitcher originally from Queens in New York. The pitch misses low. Drafted in the third round of 2021 out of Elevate Academy in Delray Beach, Florida. 2-0. Misses high and out. He spent the last two seasons in the Arizona Complex League. 3-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. Now, when I say his last two seasons, it's really more like a season and one game. In 2021, after he was drafted, he only pitched in one game. 3-1. Ground ball, first base side. Sanabria has it, and he'll tag first himself for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the first baseman, Kevin Richards. He will bat from the right side against the right-handed pitcher. Steinmetz at 21 pitches thrown so far. I was not told what his pitch limit would be. I'd have to assume four-ish innings. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, but for those of you who've been listening to a lot of Rawhide baseball games, you know that I guess wrong quite often. So we'll let you know. 0-1, swung on and missed strike two. Last year in the Complex League, Steinmetz was 0-7 with a 7.88 ERA through 11 appearances and 7 starts. Pitch misses outside. In 24 innings, he struck out 27 while walking 20. The pitch swung on, lined into left field. A one-out base hit for Richards as Guzman gets it in to hold him at first.
Now batting, catcher number 4, Jose Mojica.
Jose Mojica batting from the right side. He's the catcher today for the Ports. Steinmetz, glove at the belt. He kicks. That pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Runner on first, Richards. He takes off. The pitch is outside. The throw to second looks good. Out at second base, Christian Cerda throws out another base runner. Just like that, the bases are empty. Two away, 1-1 count for Jose Mojica. Steinmetz delivers a pitch that misses low. For Diamondbacks fans, they had their first look at Steinmetz during the World Baseball Classic when he pitched for Team Israel. And the biggest thing that he was known for was he struck out Manny Machado. Most people usually have to wait until they make it to the big leagues to do that. The 2-1 misses low ball 3, and then even then, not every big leaguer can say that they've struck out Manny Machado. If that was me, I would have retired right there. End on a good note, man. Instead, Steinmetz is here in Stockton in his Cal League debut. The 3-1 misses low ball 4. Mojica draws a 2-out walk. That is the second walk given up by Steinmetz. One thing to note about the walks so far from Steinmetz is they're not wild pitches. They're not crazy outside in the dirt. Too high where Sarah is flinging his body to try to keep it in front of him. They're just missing. The pitch, he squares to bunt. He does offer. No, he doesn't offer, they're saying. Never mind. Robert Poisson is batting from the right side. He honestly, if you've watched softball, he started to move his feet like how a softball slapper does when they try to lay a drag bunt down. Or if you want to stick with baseball references, Ichiro would bunt like that sometimes. And again, I really thought that he didn't pull the bat head back, but according to both umpires, he did. That pitch misses outside ball 2. So going back to the idea on the walks, he's not a wild pitcher at all. He's just missing the zone just by a little bit. Usually at this level, especially when you're only 19 years old, you're going to be a little bit more wild than he's been so far. Of course, really small sample size that I'm seeing. The 2-0 was fouled off. Count is 2-1. It is Education Day here at Banner Island Ballpark as we have a class of kids walking right by the crowd, Mike. 2-1. Checks his swing, but he does go around, according to the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim. So it's a 2-2 count, two away. Runner on first is Mujica. And Poisson, who is batting 182 on the year, he's ready for the 2-2. Infield shading to the right, the pitch misses high, ball three with the full count. The runner will be off on the pitch. Payoff pitch, runner goes, it swung on and fouled into the netting down the first base side. We'll do the 3-2 again. Steinmetz nearing the 40 pitch mark. Payoff pitch. Low and inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks given up by the 19-year-old pitcher makes it runners on first and second with two outs. And Christian Cerda is going to come out to have a quick conversation with him on the mound. And here comes Tyler Mark, the pitching coach. He'll join that conversation. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound of the pitching coach, Tyler Mark is now over, and Nelson Beltran at the plate batting from the right side. The runner on second is Mujica, and on first, Poisson. Both of them walked with two outs. Now Steinmetz will have a runner in scoring position for the first time today. Infield shading to the left, the pitch is swung on and missed, a beautiful breaking ball from Steinmetz. Glove at the belt. He kicks. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Scoreless in the second inning. The Ports have two hits today. The Rawhide have one. Two base runners on because of the two out walks given up by Steinmetz. Wind now blowing out to left. The pitch misses very out. Ball one. A good waste pitch. The pitch, outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The runner on second goes back to second. Now here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball three. Full count. Runners will be off on the pitch again. And there is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It's a left-handed pitcher. Runners take off, and that pitch misses just inside. Ball four. It's a left-handed pitcher. It looks like Will Mabry warming in the pen. So Steinmetz walks the bases full. There are still two outs, but the top of the order, Jose Escorche, steps to the plate. Escorche did strike out in his first at-bat against Steinmetz. First pitch is a strike. Steinmetz checks the runner at third. Glove at the belt. He delivers. Curveball that misses in. 1-1 fouled off behind the plate. Count is now 1-2.
I'm so sorry. If that was your window, A1 Auto Glass would gladly fix that for you.
The runner on third is Mujica. On second, Poisson. And on first, Beltran. 1-2 count to Escorche. Here it is. Fouled off into the netting. Count remains 1-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. Escorche goes down looking, and that will end the inning. Steinmetz did walk the bases loaded with two outs, but he gets out of it, and we are still scoreless going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
In July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables.
And now batting with dead air, Santa Maria, first base.
Johnny Sanabria leads it off for the Rawhide. We're scoreless at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the third inning. Sanabria swings at the first pitch, and it's fouled off. DiCochea back on the mound for his third inning. This is game one of six against the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. 0-1 misses low in the dirt. DiCochea. Just over 30 pitches thrown now. One. Called strike inside corner. One, two to left-handed hitter, and it misses inside. Count is at 2-2. Sanabria batting 222 this season. 6 foot 170 pounds. The pitch inside as he scoots out of the way. Ball three. Sanabria, the first baseman today for the Hyde. Although, when he was originally signed by the Diamondbacks, he was an outfielder and transitioned to first last year. Full count. The pitch. Outside ball for Sanabria. Draws a leadoff walk to start off the top of the third inning. That's the first walk given up by DiCochea. And now Manuel Pena bats from the left side. Jake Ochoa, originally from Tucson, Arizona. Drafted in the eighth round of 2019 by the A's. First pitch swinging is Pena. Popped up into shallow center field. Thomas calls everyone off, and he makes the catch as his hat falls to the ground. And Sanabria retreats back to first base. One away as Drew Jones comes to the plate in a scoreless third. The Ports are wearing their white unis with red trim. Says Ports in blue on the side with their red hats. The Rawhide wearing their dark gray road unis that say Visalia in red, and the numbers are in red. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. I'm not sure if the Ports have new jerseys this year or if they alternate between one with red sleeves and one with blue sleeves. The pitch misses inside. 2-0 count to Jones, who grounds it out to second in his first at bat. Sanabria, 2.5 step lead off of first base. Would not expect him to go. The pitch misses outside. Jones batting 125 this year. Bit of a slow start at the plate, but he has been fantastic defensively for the Rawhide. 2-1. Swung on, ground ball. The shortstop was thrown, fields it, throws to second for one. And no throw to first, but they get the lead. A runner, Sanabria, is off the bases now. Jones, the runner on first, and Andrew Pintar at the plate batting from the right. Pintar hit the slow roller to the third baseman, Schofield Sam, who threw it away for a two-base error. Pitch misses low and outside. Deco Chaya has faced the Rawhide before, but that was last year. The pitch misses low. That day at Valley Strong Ballpark, he allowed 5 runs on 6 hits over 4 innings. With a career high of 9 strikeouts, that was back in May of last year. And then Dick Ochoa would make just 3 more appearances before a season-ending elbow injury that required Tommy John surgery. Pitch to Pintar, line towards right. Right fielder going back, it'll one-hop the wall. Drew Jones being held at third, and Pintar cruises into second. 2 runners in scoring position for Christian Cerda. Line drive hit over the right fielder Beltran's head. He put his glove up, looking like he might be able to make a play instead. It hits off of the wall, or rather, one hops the wall. 2 runners in scoring position. There are 2 outs, and Cerda, who struck out in his first at bat, comes to the plate. So Deco Chea, his first season back from TJ. First pitch to Cerda, misses high and in. Deco Chea holding the 1-0, misses ball 2. Runner on third is Jones, on second Pintar. 2 away, Rawhide threatening in the top of the third, although neither team have scored so far. 2-0 to Cerda. Breaking ball in there for a strike. I don't see a radar gun. Checks his swing on an inside pitch. He did not go, according to Connor McKenna, on the bases. Infield just barely shading to the left, outfield to the right. Hitters count for Cerda. 3-1. Low ball four. Christian Cerda draws a two-out walk to load the bases for Gavin Contasello, who had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide in the last inning when he doubled into straightaway center field. That base hit was brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. And now here's the pitching coach for the Ports, Gabriel Ozuna, having a conversation with the infield. The Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the Mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm-fresh salads and gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Located in downtown Visalia, for more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. All right, meeting on the mound is over, and we are ready for Gavin Contasello, who is batting from the left side. Bases are full. Two outs, scoreless in the third, but Contasello trying to change that here. First pitch, swinging, and he misses. Count is 0-1. Runner on third is Drew Jones. On second, Andrew Pintar. And on first is Christian Cerda. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove. Count is now 0-2. Time is called, and it is a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Deco Chaya. So 1-2 count now. A big shift to the right in the infield. Inside as Contasello slips out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Fouled off first base side into the Ports dugout. Bases full, two away, 2-2 count. Pitch to Contasello. Swung on, one hopper to Schofield Sam. The third baseman throws to first, and that will end the inning. The Rawhide strand the bases loaded, and we're still scoreless going into the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The most comfortable seats in the house. Small staff party. Can we get together?
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4434. 3-3.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart.
Clark Elliott leads it off in the bottom of the third inning. He takes ball one low in the dirt from Jacob Steinmetz, who's in his third inning of work now. The pitch, hard ground ball. First baseman Sanabria makes a diving play. Steinmetz gets to first base in time, one down. What a play by the first baseman Sanabria. Makes a diving play, stands up, and Steinmetz able to get over to first base in time for the first out of the inning. Now Colby Thomas, the center fielder for the Ports, steps to the plate. First pitch is a strike. Thomas batting from the right. He walked in his first at bat, swings and misses at the second pitch. That was now the 51st pitch on the morning for Steinmetz. It's still the morning, 11:56 local time in Stockton, California. First pitch was at 11:04. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Thomas goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And strikeout number four of the day for Steinmetz. It's another strikeout brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. Located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Night on Thursdays. The Mill in Crust We Trust. Montero, the designated hitter, takes the ball outside. The left-handed hitter is batting with two away and nobody on in a scoreless bottom of the third. 1-0, misses in ball two. Misses high and outside, ball three. There's a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Pitch misses, ball four. Montero draws a two-out walk. That is walk number five of the day for the 19-year-old pitcher. Steinmetz will now face TJ Schofield, Sam. Two away, runner on first. First pitch, the left-handed hitter misses high. Deep fly ball into right field. Johnson's going back. He's at the wall, looks up, off the top of the wall. They're going to send Montero, who will score easily. He's starting to trot, thinking it was a home run, but he had to pick up the speed to finally score. The Ports lead 1-0, but Schofield Sam is standing on second, arguing that he thinks it was a home run. Without the luxury of seeing a replay from MLB TV, we won't be able to tell you for certain. What I can tell you is that the Ports now lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. with two outs and a runner in scoring position. Schofield Sam standing there with an RBI. That brings out Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. 1-0 ball game, two down. Kevin Richards will bat from the right side. He's singled into left field for his first at bat. This will be the 60th pitch of the day for Steinmetz as someone is back warming in the pen for the Rawhide. First off-speed pitch misses out. The bullpen for both the Rawhide and the Ports are out in left field. A little bit difficult to see from here. I believe it's Will Mabry. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. One. Misses low. Two, one. Outside ball three. Hitters count for Kevin Richards. Steinmetz kicks, and that pitch misses low, ball four. Another two-out walk to make it runners on first and second as Jose Mojica steps to the plate. Runner on second is Schofield Sam, and on first is Richards. Two away, the first pitch misses high to Mojica, who walked in his first at-bat. That was pitch number 65 on the day for Steinmetz. Steinmetz in his Cal League debut. He's struggled to find the zone just a little bit. He's only given up three hits, though. 1-0, the Ports lead in the third. The pitch is swung on and missed. Steinmetz has walked six batters today while striking out four. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball two. Pitch is lined, caught by the first baseman, Sanabria, right into his glove to end the inning. But the Ports do now lead 1-0, thanks to a one RBI double hit by Schofield Sam. Ports lead 1-0 going into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
All right. We got some people in the dugout. Tony, what do we got?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, guys. I'm better with Mr. Hall and Ms. Elliott from Austin.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Hi. Tide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for Visalia, shortstop, number 5, Juan Cornell.
Juan Cornell swings to the first pitch. It's a slow ground ball to the second baseman, Escorche, who throws to first in the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out, and Brett Johnson steps to the plate. It is now 12:05 in Stockton. The Ports lead 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Ticochea back on the mound. Pitch to Johnson, misses outside. Ticochea at 57 pitches now. Pitch misses low, ball two. Infield shifting to the right against Johnson, who flied out to center field in his first at bat. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 2-1. Checks his swing, but the pitch is a called strike. The letters in the outside part of the plate. Two-two. Swung on and missed, strike three. Johnson strikes out for the second out of the fourth. Two away, nobody on now.
Now batting left fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Alvin Guzman coming to the plate now. Bases are empty, two down. First pitch to the left fielder is a strike at the knees. Guzman grounds it out to short in his first at bat. Oh, one. There's a strike on the outside corner. Guzman calls for times. It's no balls, two strikes. Oh, two. Bouncing ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, he throws it. And Guzman is safe at first base. It was Escorche who fielded it on the left side of second base, the shortstop side of second. Planted his feet. The throw to first was good, but not a very hard throw. Guzman beats out the infield single. That is the third hit of the day for the Rawhide. Now, Donier Sanabria. Bats from the left. He walked in his first at bat. Two away, runner on first. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Oh, 1. Swung on and missed, strike 2. Guzman, the runner on first, is a threat to steal. Infield shifting to the right against Sanabria. No shift in the outfield. 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. He goes down swinging on three pitches to end the inning. Rawhide strands another runner on first, and they still trail by one going into the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
He's proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark, the Rawhide. Rawhide trail 1-0. Will Mabry is the new pitcher on the mound. In relief for Jacob Steinmetz, this call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. First pitch singing is postponed. Slow ground ball. Will Mabry picks up the ball down the first baseline and tags Poisson for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Will Mabry, the southpaw from Tennessee. Nelson Beltran bats from the right. He walked in his first at bat. So we can close the book on Steinmetz, who made his California League and Single A debut. He threw three innings for the Rawhide, giving up three hits, one earned run. He walked six while striking out four. The pitch misses low and in. Ball one. Southpaw delivers and it misses low. Mabry is 1-0 on the year at the 6.23 ERA. This is his fifth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 4 1/3 innings of work this season. The pitch, a little bit high. He's given up three earned runs off of eight hits. One of those was a home run. He has walked three while striking out eight. 3-0. High ball four. Beltran draws a four-pitch walk. Put a runner on first with one away.
Now batting, second baseman, number one, Jose Escorche.
Top of the order, Jose Escorche at the plate batting from the right side. One down, runner on first. The Ports lead by one in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Mabry throws over to first base. Beltran back safely standing up. Escorche today has struck out twice. There's a strike on the inside corner. O-2. Popped up into center field. Jones coming in towards left center. Makes the catch. Two down as Beltran retreats back to first base. Still a runner on first with two away for Clark Elliott as the Ports lead by one in the bottom of the fourth. Clark Elliott batting from the left side. He has singled today and also grounded out to first. Mabry delivers, and the pitch misses outside. Mabry has a fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. He was drafted last year by the Diamondbacks out of the University of Tennessee. Pickoff attempt at first base. Beltran back safely diving. Mabry didn't even really step to make that throw. Just kind of cocked his arm back and threw it. Waiting on the 1-0. And another pickoff attempt at second. That is the second pickoff attempt by Mabry in this at bat. He is unable to disengage again unless it results in an out. Runner takes off the 1-0. It was a strike. The throw to second. In time, they got him. Christian Cerda throws out Beltran to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work despite the walk. And the Ports still lead by one heading into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
All right.
But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Manuel Pena leads it off for the Rawhide. Leadoff batter. Batting from the left side. He swings the first pitch. Ground ball. Second baseman ranges. Sets his feet. The throw to first. In time. Great play by second baseman Escorche. Wasn't a very hard to hit ball, but he had to go a long ways to range for that ball. Able to pick it up and throw to first in time. One away as Drew Jones comes to the plate. Jones has hit a ground ball to second and to short. The pitch misses low, ball one. Jones. Line drive to right field. Beltran going back and makes the catch along the warning track for the second out of the inning.
Now batting, second baseman, number 35, Andrew Pintar.
Andrew Pintar coming to the plate. He's hit a ground ball to third and also is doubled into right field.
Now
Tico Chaya, with one more out, will be eligible for the win, although he hits Andrew Pintar. And here comes Pintar having a conversation with the catcher, and now the benches are clearing. I'm surprised that this is happening. Here come the bullpens, too. I'm shocked this is happening. I had no idea that there were any issues between the two teams right now. But then all of a sudden, the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, ejects the pitcher, Deco Chea, after hitting Andrew Pintar. So the Rawhide heading back into the dugout. The Ports are still standing on the field, and they're starting to head into the dugout. Again, what I'm so confused about is how this all started. I have seen absolutely no issues up until this point. Just all of a sudden, Deco Chea is ejected from the game. And then Andrew Pintar, who is insanely even-keeled, said something to the catcher, Mujica, and then they got into it. No, really, maybe a little bit of pushing here and there. But again, what I'm so confused about is why he was thrown out, and I think that's what the manager, Pitet, is arguing about, because I didn't see any warnings or anything. Well, the teams will start heading back to the bullpens. I've never seen this before. I've seen plenty of ejections in my time with the Rawhide. Do not get me wrong. I have seen a lot of ejections. I've never seen one where I didn't think that there was a warning given beforehand, but I think that Deco Chaya is out of the game, so we're going to have a pitching change, I would assume. We're going to take a short break as everyone gets settled, and we have people warming up, I would assume. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Thank you. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Now pitching for your Stockton Ports, number 34, Micah Dallas.
Okay, we are back at Banner Island Ballpark. I think we are still waiting for Dallas to finish up his warm-up pitches. Remember, he wasn't warming at all in the pen. It's Micah Dallas in for Deco Chaya. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. A lot to unpack here. Went over into the booth to talk to Alex Jensen, the voice of the ports. And he didn't see anything either, so it's a 1-0 count to Pintar. I thought he was hit, but it actually just came inside, and he was able to get out of the way. First pitch swinging, and it's fouled off. So, for whatever reason, the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, ejected Deco Chaya immediately because he thought it was intentional, when, again, there were no instances or reason for it to be intentional. This has been an insanely clean game. No trash talk that I've been able to see. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to short. Poisson throws to first base, and that will end the inning. All right, weird game so far. We're halfway through it, heading into the bottom of the fifth. The Ports lead by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention fans, will the owner of a gray Honda Civic, license plate 327 MBM, please report to the Ports Fan Services Booth? There is a problem with your vehicle. You have the dirtiest car in the parking lot. The Ports and Zoo Car Wash, Lubin Detail, located on Hammer Lane on Highway 99, are giving you a free car wash. But wait. There's more. We have a silver Tahoe. Let's play ASAE336. You have the cleanest car in the parking lot. Now start getting a free car wash, courtesy of Zoom Car Wash Lube in Detail. Zoom Car Wash Lube in Detail, providing your auto need, oil changes, detailing, and more. Something Dennis absolutely loves.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Will Mabry back on the mound for the Rawhide. The Ports lead 1-0. Want to still go through what happened in the top of the fifth inning because it was so bizarre. First pitch to Elliott is a strike. Ooh, nope, sorry, that was a ball. Looked good from here, but it's a ball. All right, 1-0 count. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch from Mabry is a strike. So in the last half inning, the bench is clear. The bullpens came out. And there was a little bit of pushing here and there. There might be some fines once MLB looks through the game footage. But I just can't get over how fast it escalated. The pitch is swung on towards right field. Johnson going back. He's at the wall and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the first out of the inning. So it was two outs, and Andrew Pintar was at the plate. It was Deco Chaya on the mound, and first pitch comes into Pintar. Pintar gets out of the way, and apparently Mojica said something immediately to Pintar, and Pintar and him started kind of arguing. But before that even happened, the home plate umpire stepped out. That's why I thought it was a hit by pitch, and he ejected Deco Chaya as the pitch to Thomas is fouled off. So I just can't get over that it was an ejection that quickly without any warnings. That's the part that's really confusing to me. I've never seen Pintar get that angry. The pitch to it's ground ball to Corniel. The throw to first is not in time. An infield single for Thomas. One away, runner on first. Another part of it is I don't necessarily believe that Deco Chaya was throwing at him on purpose. He was one out away from being eligible for a win in a one-run game. But I know some people think that it was on purpose because Deco Chaya has not missed inside to a right-handed batter all day long, and the fact that Mojica said something immediately to him. The pitch is swung on, ground ball down the third base side. Mabry is going to let it go foul. 0-1 count. So I didn't see that Mojica said something to Pintar, but some of our coaching staff who's behind home plate heard it immediately. Why he would throw at him, I have no idea. I haven't seen any issues with Pintar on the field other than maybe hitting a double, but he wasn't pimping it out or anything. He was running hard. And again, I didn't see any indication on why Deco Chaya would be throwing at him intentionally and why you should be ejected without any warnings, especially when it doesn't actually hit him. So, fireworks in a day game here in Stockton. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third baseman. Contesello picks it up on two hops. The throw to first is not in time. That was a little bit of a late slide. That's what Pintar is arguing. Dude, they're targeting Pintar right now.
Now batting, third baseman, number six, DJ Scofield.
And I think D, our manager for the Rawhide, is just coming out to say, hey, I think that was a little bit of a hard slide there. So now D is going to come and speak to the umpire in the bases, Connor McKenna. Again, that was a late slide. It was definitely going to be an out at second base. I don't know if it was a high slide where his cleat was up high, but I think D is just coming out to make sure the umpires are checking for that. So they are, again, it could be coincidence that Pintar happens to be the one fielding a ball at second, but they seem to be targeting him a little bit. I'm not trying to start anything, but if you look at the facts, it could be a coincidence. You never know. It is two outs as TJ Schofield Sam is at the plate. The runner on first is Montero. Two outs, 0-1 count in the bottom of the fifth inning. That pitch misses inside. One final thought. I do find myself qualified enough to know if it was a late slide or a hint of a dirty slide because I did that a lot in college. All right? I was the one doing that. So I can tell if a player's doing that, or at least I think they are. Don't worry. I wasn't running fast enough to actually do any damage. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. It's lined into left field for a base hit off the end of the bat. Montero rounding second. He'll stay there as Guzman gets it in. Schofield Sam now standing on first base with a multi-hit game, and Kevin Richards steps to the plate. Two away, runners on first and second.
First baseman, number two, Kevin Richards.
Kevin Richards has singled and walked today. This is his first at bat against Mabry. Mabry closed out the last inning for Steinmetz. He actually pitched all of the fourth inning. I beg your pardon. First pitch misses, ball one. One oh. Foul tipped into the backstop. 1-1 count. Mabry, the southpaw, checks the runner on second, now delivers, and the pitch is fouled off. 1-2 count. Infield shading to the left, outfield playing straight up. The pitch is low and gets by the catcher, Cerda. Looked like Cerda got crossed up there. I think it'll be a pass ball as both runners advance 90 feet. Now two runners in scoring position for the Ports. We'll see how that's ruled. The angle from the booth here is we are pretty low, so we're able to see things fairly well. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Lined. Caught by Pintar to end the inning. The Port strand two runners, but they still lead by one as we go into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Being a member of the California Army National Guard gives the flexibility to continue education or learn a new career while getting paid for your service. You also respond to disasters in your community, all while serving part-time. To learn more, please visit NationalGuard.com. And Tony, yes. What do you got?
We're down here with our outfit, of course, courtesy of the California Army National Guard. So I'm here with my friends Adam and Aaron, who have to army crawl up this hill, go and do five jump ropes, hurdle over the hurdles, and the first one to make it to splash wins. Are you guys ready? All right, make some noise with that Port fans with the obstacle course. They need your help. Ready, get set, go! Ooh, the army crawl. All right, recruit. Make some noise, sports fan. This is a race. They need your help. Cheer for them. Here we go. Five jump ropes. Arrows on the way. There you go. Five. Eight. Oh, it's a close race. Oh! It is a close one. But my guy Adam touched his hand first, guys. Make some noise for Adam and Aaron both. They both did great. This is awesome.
Here's Christian Cerda batting from the right side. The pitch. A called strike on the outside corner. Top of the sixth inning. The Rawhide trail 1-0. Back on the mound for the Ports is Micah Dallas. He came in to finish off the inning for Diego Chaya. Towering fly ball into center field. Thomas makes the catch for the first out. So we can give you the final pitching line for Diego Chaya. 4 2/3 innings, giving up three hits, no runs, walking two, striking out five. Again, unfortunate situation. He was ejected before he was able to try to record the final out. First pitch to Contesello, a strike on the high outside corner. I went into the other press box to talk to some of the Ports people. That pitch is ripped into right field. A one-out single for Contesello as the right fielder Beltran gets it in to hold him there. Just to check on that slide that was a little bit hard into Pintar. And I said, would you consider it a late slide? They said I would consider it a hard slide. So I think it's just a coincidence that Pintar happens to be there, and the guy who was running is Colby Thomas. He just plays hard like that. I think it was just a bit of a coincidence that Pintar happened to be there after they threw at him. Here's the pitch. Misses outside ball one. I guess I should add allegedly threw at him, as we don't actually know. Just the home plate umpire decided that he did. Runner on first, 1-0 to Corniel. He fouls it off. Corniel today has struck out and grounded out to second. One-one. Misses low, ball two. Pitch from Dallas. Misses low. Micah Dallas, a right-handed pitcher. He delivers a strike on the outside corner. Cornell thought it was ball four, but he's brought back. Full count, one away. Runner on first is Conticello. Dallas, no wins or losses. This is his third appearance out of the pen. He has a 10.80 ERA. The payoff pitch is lined towards left center field. Left fielder Elliott going back. Does he make the catch? Wow, he does, right in front of the warning track. Conticello rounded second. He has to go back to first base, and he makes it back safely. I mean, Conticello rounded second base by at least three steps, thinking that was landing, and he wanted to score from first base to try to tie up the game. Instead, Clark Elliott makes a fantastic over-the-shoulder catch, and Conticello is scrambling back to first base. Does so successfully, two outs and a runner on first. Brett Johnson batting from the left side. He takes ball one low. One oh. Fouled off. This is a check swing. Dallas in his two first appearances for the Ports through 3 1/3 innings. 6 runs, 4 of them earned off of 7 hits. Just 1 walk while striking out 4. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. Conticello still the runner on first with the Rawhide trailing by 1 in the 6th inning. One, two, runner takes off, the pitch misses, a late throw from the catcher. And Conticello is back safely. The catcher, Mujica, looked like he was trying to frame the pitch instead of throw down to second, which is perfectly fine, but then all of a sudden he pops up, still makes not a bad throw to second base. If he just threw the ball down, Conticello might have been out based on how hard that throw was without a full windup. The 2-2. Misses outside ball three, but Conticello is standing on second with a stolen base and a runner in scoring position for the Rawhide. They trail by 1 in the 6th inning. Full count, 2 outs. Conticello will be off on contact and should score on a base hit to the outfield. The pitch is swung on and missed. Johnson goes down swinging for the third and final out of the inning. Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position, and they still trail by 1 going into the bottom half of the 6th. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Comes to trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Stockton. Yoifer Perdomo, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. The southpaw is from Venezuela. And a pitch clock violation on the batter, Jose Mojica. So it's now an 0-1 count.
Clock violation.
Just like that, Perdomo has an 0-1 count without even throwing a pitch. Gotta love the pitch clock. The first pitch, swinging. Right center field, Jones makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Perdomo, who's in relief for Will Mabry. This call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Robert Poisson now batting from the right side. First pitch swinging, popped up in the infield. Pintar, the second baseman, calls for it. Makes the catch on the dirt just to the right of second. Two away. That's two pitches, two outs for Perdomo. Efficiency at its best. Nelson Beltran now batting from the right side. He has walked twice today. Perdomo delivers. He misses just high ball one. Final pitching line for Will Mabry. He threw two scoreless innings, gave up two hits, walked one, did not strike anyone out. Perdomo kicks. There's a strike on the inside corner. 87 miles an hour. I found the pitch, the radar gun, finally. I've been staring at the board because it says MPH, which means it should be right there. As that pitch is swung on and missed strike two, but I was looking underneath it, not to the right. We found it. Sixth inning. We got it, guys. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and nobody on with the Rawhide trailing by one in the sixth. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. Behind home plate, still a 1-2 count. Southpaw sets, Perdomo kicks. Bounces it in front of home plate. Count is now 2-2. Infield shading to the left against Beltran. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the netting again. He is still looking for his first hit of the year. 0 for 20 this season. Two, two. Misses low ball three. Three, two. Fouled off into the netting down the first base side. Perdomo this season for the Rawhide. No wins or losses, a 7.20 ERA. This is his fourth appearance out of the pen. Throwing five innings of work for the Rawhide. Payoff pitch. Comes in and almost hits him. Beltran draws his third walk of the day.
Now batting second baseman, number one, Jose Escorche.
Jose Escorche bats from the right side. Two away. The runner on first is Beltran. First pitch, swung on and missed. Perdomo, in those five innings of work, has given up four earned runs off of seven hits. One of those hits a home run. He's walked three while striking out 11, but opponents are batting 318 against him. 0-1 comes inside, 1-1 count. pitch. Just outside. Beltran, the runner on first, about a three-step lead. Perdomo checks on him, now delivers. The pitch is fouled off over our heads. Count is 1-2. Beg your pardon, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Off speed, that misses outside. It looked like his curveball that didn't curve. 77 miles an hour. The pitch. Runner takes off. It swung on and missed. Strike 3. Escorche goes down swinging for the final out of the 6th. Strikeout is brought to you by the Planning Mill Pizzeria in Crust We Trust. Heading into the 7th, the Rawhide still trail by 1, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes a ball low. It's still Dallas on the mound for the Ports as Guzman fouls it off. Guzman today has grounded out to short and also had an infield single up the middle. 1-1. There's a strike on the inside corner. The pitch. Deep fly ball to left field. It'll one hop the wall. Guzman heading for second. The throw holds him there. And the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position with nobody out in the top of the 7th inning, trailing by 1. Now Donier Sanabria comes to the plate. He has struck out and walked today. One nothing ball game. The Ports lead. Micah Dallas, right-handed pitcher, 6'2", 215 pounds, 23 years old, originally from Texas. Here's the pitch. Lined down into right field, a base hit. Guzman will be held at third base as the right fielder Beltran gets it in quickly, but the Rawhide have something brewing here. Runners on the corners and nobody out for the top of the order, Manuel Pena. Such a hard hit ball by Sanabria. I think if it slowed down a little bit, for example, if it wasn't a line drive into right field, but rather a ground ball into right field, it would have slowed down, and Guzman probably would have been able to score. But instead, it's runners in the corners and nobody out for Manuel Pena. First pitch from Dallas is swung on and foul tipped, 0-1. Micah Dallas, drafted by the A's in the eighth round of 2022. He attended Texas A&M. Third appearance out of the pen for Dallas. 0-1 is swung on, a deep fly ball to right field. Ben going back, he's not going to get to it. He'll one hop the wall. Guzman scores to tie up the game. They're sending Sanabria. Here's the throw. It goes to third, and the Rawhide lead 2-1 as Manuel Pena slides into third base with his first triple of the 2023 season. A bases clearing trouble, 2-1 game. Rawhide lead in the seventh. I think I said trouble instead of triple. It was a troublesome triple. We have fun in the visiting radio booth, man. Nobody out. Runner on third is Pena, and Drew Jones is batting from the right side, but not before the pitching coach, Gabriel Ozuna, will have a conversation on the mound with his pitcher and the entire infield. Three consecutive hits for the Rawhide make it a 2-1 ball game in the top of the seventh inning. Rawhide have seven hits to score those two runs. Again, three of them coming here already. All right, we are ready for the first pitch to Drew Jones. It's lined to right field. Hits over the head of Beltran. Pena will score. Jones heading for second, a head first dive, and he's in there safely. At first, the line drive looked like it was going right to Beltran because he did not move. All of a sudden, you see him take a step back and try to throw his glove up last minute. He could not do so. And Drew Jones cruises into second. Unfortunate situation. Sometimes when a line drive is hit right at you like that, you think it's coming for you, and then all of a sudden the spin just has it go right over your head. 3-1 ball game. Still nobody out, and Andrew Pintar will take a strike on the outside corner. Still nobody out in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch misses low, ball one. Pintar today has hit a ground ball to third and to short, and he's also doubled into right field. Still Micah Dallas on the mound for the Ports. He's just the second pitcher this afternoon. The pitch is swung on, two hopper to the third baseman. Schofield Sam checks the runner back. The throw to first gets Pintar. One away. Jones stays at second.
Now batting catcher, number 23, Christian Cerda.
Here's Christian Cerda, one away, still a runner in scoring position. And it's Drew Jones, who we all know is very fast, which is an understatement. If it's hit to the outfield, he should be able to score. 3-1 ball game as Sarah takes a strike on the outside corner. Dallas sets, 0-1. Popped up into left field. Elliott takes a few steps in and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Gavin Contasello bats from the left side. Two away. The runner on second is still Drew Jones. Contasello today has doubled and singled, and he's hit a ground ball to third. Dallas sets. The pitch misses high. Dallas over 30 pitches thrown now as there is a righty warming in the pen for the Ports. 1-0. Ground ball, first base side. Richards picks it up and tags first himself to end the inning, but the Rawhide score 3 off of 4 hits, and they now lead 3-1 as it's now stretch time at Banner Island Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game, ladies and gentlemen.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Yeifer Perdomo back on the mound for the Rawhide. This is his second inning of work. He's facing Clark Elliott and now working with a 3-1 lead as the pitch misses outside. Ball one. First time the Rawhide have had a lead today. The pitch. Lined into right field. It'll land for a base hit. Johnson picks it up on two hops to hold Elliott to a leadoff single. And now Colby Thomas will come to the plate. He's walked, struck out, and singled today. Yeifer Perdomo, left-handed pitcher from Venezuela. 21 years old. He'll turn 22 in August of this year. 5'10", says he's 160 pounds, but it's probably closer to maybe 180. First pitch to Thomas is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Cornell Fields to the throw to second is in time. The throw to first, not in time. One away. For the Rawhide, get the lead runner. The designated hitter Montero steps to the plate, batting from the right against the southpaw Perdomo. The pitch misses inside, ball one. Swung on and missed. Count is now 1-1. Perdomo in his last outing against Rancho at Valley Strong Ballpark. He threw 1 1/3 innings. Giving up 2 earned runs off of 3 hits. The pitch misses low, ball one. Beg your pardon, ball two. Gave up 3 hits while walking 2 and striking out 2. One one. Misses high and out. It is a 3-1 count now. Hitters count for Montero. The pitch is fouled off out of play, first base side, so the count is now full.
Oh, Oh, man, I'm sorry. Tight, and I'm making it to Oakland. Fix that window. Anyone out of glass?
Full count. Perdomo kicks. Lined foul, right field side towards the clubhouse area. Montero looking for his first hit of the day. He has struck out and he's walked. He's also hit a ground ball to short. Payoff pitch. Fouled off into the netting. Long at bat here. There is a right-handed pitcher starting to warm in the pen for the Rawhide. I want to say Josh Swales. 3-2. Ground ball up the middle. Corniel has it. Flips to second for one. On to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play as we head into the eighth inning with the Rawhide still leading by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers.
Juan Corniel leads it off for the Rawhide in the top of the eighth inning. They lead 3-1. First pitch to Corniel misses outside, ball one. New pitcher on the mound for the Ports is Vince Riley. He's in relief for Micah Dallas. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. 1-0 is a strike. Rescom has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Vince Riley, 5'10", 160 pounds, originally from Moorpark, California. Went to Grand Canyon University and was drafted out of there last year in the 18th round by the A's. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Corniel. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He goes down for the first out of the eighth inning. One away, nobody on for Brett Johnson. The right fielder batting from the left with the Rawhide leading by two in the eighth inning. Riley kicks. The pitch is popped up into left field. But Elliott saying he can't find it. It's the shortstop, Poisson, who comes out and makes the catch in shallow left field. Elliott, the left fielder, is lucky that it was hit in such shallow area. Otherwise, that might have been a double for Johnson. The sun is now setting behind the first base grandstands as Alvin Guzman is at the plate. The pitch misses high. 1-0 count. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Two away, nobody on, as Guzman has two hits today. 2 for 3 on the afternoon. It's 1:10 local time. Been playing for about 2 hours and 5 minutes. Top of the 8th inning, Rawhide lead 3-1. The pitch from Riley, swung on and missed. Riley enters the game with a 7.71 ERA. This is his third appearance out of the pen. Pitch is fouled off. Entering today's throwing an inning and 2/3, giving up 2 earned runs off of 2 hits. One of those hits is a home run. He's walked a batter while striking out 3. One, two. He got him swinging on a high fastball. Guzman strikes out to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Vince Riley. Going into the bottom of the 8th inning, Rawhide still lead 3-1, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fans, misters, the Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base, a comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Eli Saul. TJ Schofield, Sam batting from the left side against the tall right-handed pitcher. Rawhide lead 3-1 in the 8th. First pitch misses high, ball 1. Saul in relief for Yifer Perdomo. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, Bugs. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Rawhide lead 3-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning. The pitch is fouled off. Schofield Sam has doubled and singled today. The Ports have 6 hits on the afternoon. The pitch is swung on and missed. Beg your pardon, it's fouled off as Sarada takes it on his right leg. Final pitching line for Perdomo, who should be in line for the win. 2 scoreless innings, giving up 1 hit, walking one and striking out one batter. Rawhide pitching staff have struck out five so far today. Make it six. As Schofield Sam strikes out for the first out of the eighth inning. Kevin Richards now bats from the right, one away, nobody on. The last seven games, the Rawhide pitching staff have combined to strike out 10 or more batters. They're close to breaking that streak now. They need four more out of the next five hits to be strikeouts. First pitch swinging is Richards. It's lined into center field, a base hit. So more than likely the streak will be over. You never know, but just an impressive stat by the Rawhide pitching staff. Jose Mojica, the catcher, now batting from the right. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Saul, a tall right-handed pitcher. He went to school at Sacramento State. So kind of a homecoming for him as that pitch is a called strike, although not really because he's originally from Canada. But he went to school at Sac State, so he knows the area a little bit. That pitch is swung on, a chopper down the third base side. Conticello picks it up in fair territory. Throw to first is picked out by Sanabria, but they're saying the throw was not in time. An infield single for Mojica. Runners on first and second with one out. Sac State is about an hour from Stockton, I'd say. This is one of the more northern towns we go to. The only other city that we travel to that is as far north is San Jose. The other two teams in the northern part of the Cal League is Fresno and Modesto. First pitch is fouled off by Robert Person. Runner on second is Richards. On first is Mojica. The Rawhide lead 3-1, but the Ports are threatening in the bottom of the eighth inning. Infield shading to the right against the left-handed hitter. The pitch fouled off behind the plate. Saul throws a sinker, cutter, changeup, and a slider. The pitch. Tries to check his swing on an outside pitch. He does go, according to the umpire on the bases, Connor McKenna. And that strikes out Poisson. He is very unhappy as he slowly walks back to the Ports dugout. Second strikeout of the day for Saul. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Still two runners on for the Ports as Beltran bats from the right side. The runner on second is Richards, and on first is Mojica. First pitch from Saul is swung on. Fly ball into right center field. Jones moves over to his left and makes the catch to end the inning. The Rawhide lead by two as we go into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a Home Run Derby and a Legends Game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Dinier Sanabria leads it off for the Rawhide, top of the ninth inning. They lead 3-1 over the Ports. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Sanabria has struck out, walked, and singled today as he swings and misses at another high fastball. O-2, swung on and missed, strike three. One away, nobody on.
Number 15, Noel Pena.
Top of the order, Manuel Pena at the plate. First pitch swinging is Pena, a hard ground ball. First baseman has it. Flips to Riley, who's covering first for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on, and Drew Jones comes to the plate.
Center fielder, number one, Drew Jones.
Drew Jones had the RBI double back in the seventh inning to tack on another run for the Rawhide as they lead 3-1 here in the ninth. The pitch misses inside. Pitch misses outside, 2-0. It's Vince Riley back on the mound for his second inning of work. He's the third pitcher of the afternoon for the Ports. It should be Eli Saul back on the mound for the Rawhide in the bottom of the ninth inning as he'll try to get a save. 2-0. Lined into right field, a base hit. Drew Jones with a two-out single. He has a multi-hit day for the Rawhide. Andrew Pintar now coming to the plate. Pintar is 1-for-4 today. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball. Third baseman Schofield Sam throws to first. It's offline, and Pintar is safe. Jones stays at second base. The throw from Schofield Sam was wide towards home. First baseman Richards did a nice job of coming off and trying to tag Pintar on the back, but he could not do so successfully. Because of that, Pintar is safe on what I think will be an error. I'll let you know once the scoreboard updates. And there it is. There's the error. A throwing error on Schofield Sam. Now Christian Cerda at the plate. He takes the ball outside. Runners on first and second. Two outs, 1-0 to Cerda. Misses low and outside. Cerda today has struck out, walked, and flied out to center and to left. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside. Three balls, no strikes. See if Serta has the green light here. Three-oh. Strike on the outside corner. Three-one. Still a hitter's count for Serta. He's looking for his first hit of the day. The pitch. Fouled off behind our press box. Count is full. With that, the runners will be off. It's Drew Jones on second. And Andrew Pintar on first. Payoff pitch. Inside ball four. Serta draws a two-out walk. The Stockton Ports defense thought it was strike three. It was close. But Serta draws his second walk of the day, and the bases are full for Gavin Contesello. Runner on third is Jones. On second, Pintar. And on first, Serta. Rawhide lead by two. They could always use some insurance runs. Big shift to the right in the infield. And time is called. Is a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, so a 1-0 count. Hard ground ball. First baseman Richards is there. He will tag first himself to end the inning. The Rawhide strand the bases full, but they do have a two-run lead going into the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Ports. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rawhide lead by two in the bottom of the eighth inning. Beg your pardon, ninth inning. Eli Saul looking to close out this ball game. First pitch to the pinch hitter, Brennan Malone, is fouled off on the first base side. Malone pinch hitting for Escorche. Saul did give up two hits in his first inning of work, but struck out two batters. 0-1. Lined foul, right field side. The Rawhide, it's still possible that they could continue their streak of striking out 10 or more batters as a pitching staff, but in order for that to happen, Eli Saul is going to have to strike out the side as the pitch misses outside. Ball one. One, two. Low ball two. If the Rawhide can hold on and win, it'll be their first time having two wins in a row. They started off the season being swept by the Storm in three games and then won every other game against the Quakes. The 2-2 misses high ball three. They finished off Sunday with a win, so if they can win today, it'll be two in a row. Payoff pitch. Misses outside ball four. Malone draws a leadoff walk, and Clark Elliott comes to the plate. He represents the tying run.
Now batting left fielder, number nine, Clark Elliott.
Clark Elliott today has singled twice and also grounded out to first and lined out to right. Both of his base hits, by the way, are to the right side, so I wouldn't be surprised if the infield and outfield shift to the right, and they do as that pitch misses outside. And in fact, Brett Johnson, the right fielder, has his heels on the warning track. Remember I said that there's a porch out there that kind of juts out into right field, making it a bit of a shorter wall, so he's almost with his back against it. Tyler Mark will come out and have a conversation with Saul. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. All right. Meeting is over. 1-0 to Elliott, and it's swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. The pitch is fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Runner on first is still Malone. 1-2. Coming inside. Count is now 3-1. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch popped up. Left field side, Conticello giving chase in foul territory, and he makes the catch. In shallow left in foul territory for the first out of the inning. Runner on first is still Malone as Colby Thomas comes to the plate. He still represents the tying run. Here's the pitch. Just misses low, ball one. Thomas this season batting .333. Saul delivers. It's fouled off. That was a breaking ball that he fouled off down the first base side. One, one, misses low. Saul nearing the 30 pitch mark. There is a right-hand pitcher warming in the pen just in case. The 2-1. Ground ball to the shortstop, Corniel. This could end it. To second for one, on to first. They called him safe. I disagree. Well, it's two outs.
Pitch hitting for Montero, number 12, Brian Buelvas.
Brian Buelvas batting from the right side. He's pinch hitting for the designated hitter, Montero. Runner on first is Thomas, who allegedly beat out the inning-ending and game-ending double play. First pitch to him is a strike. Buelvas batting 324 on the year, 11th for 34 on the season. Still represents the tying run. Two away, runner on first, and the Ports need to score two to extend this game. The pitch, a strike on the outside corner. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Buelvas strikes out on three pitches to end the inning and end the game. Eli Saul will get the save, and it should be Perdomo with the win. We'll tell you that. The time of game and more. We come back for our post-game recap. Rawhide win 3-1 in game one of the six-game series against the Stockton Ports. I'm Jill Guerin. Stay right there for the post-game recap.
Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. The Rawhide take down the Ports 3-1 in the first game of the series. This is the first time the Rawhide have won two games in a row, and it should be Eifer Perdomo with the win. Perdomo threw two scoreless innings for the Rawhide, gave up one hit, walked one, and struck out a batter. Meanwhile, Eli Saul should get the save for the Hide. He threw two scoreless innings himself with two hits, walking one and striking out three. Again, the Rawhide take down the Ports 3-1. Rawhide had nine hits today. The Stockton Ports had eight. There were no errors committed by the Rawhide and two committed by the Ports. The Rawhide pitching staff, as a total, struck out nine batters. Beg your pardon, eight batters. They were two away from getting double digits again, which would have been the eighth consecutive game in a row. But they'll settle for the win instead. I'm sure happily settle for the win. There's no way they're going to continue to strike out 10 or more batters in a game. Final score, Stockton 1, Rawhide 3. First pitch is tomorrow at 7 o'clock here at Banner Island Ballpark. And again, this is just day one, so we have five more here in Stockton. Expected pitcher tomorrow for the Rawhide is Joe Elbies, and expected pitcher for the Ports is Wander Wante. One final time. Rawhide, 3 runs off of 9 hits, no errors committed. The Ports, 1 run off of 8 hits and 2 errors committed. Winning pitcher, Yipher Perdomo, with the save is Eli Saul. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock from Banner Island Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.